go ahead.
Se, se oye bien. We can, you can hear over there.
Yes, I can hear.
Sound? Okay.
Yes. Tell me what your name is, why you're here today.
Okay, my name is Cristina Wins, and I came here today to support this activity in behalf of the President Zelaya from Honduras.
Tell me what you understand is happening right now in Honduras.
Well, right now the President is trying to cross the border to enter to Honduras, and he has the support of all his people, his wife, his daughter, and a lot of people, you know, going with him. Also, Maduro, that is from Venezuela, he's also together with the President.
Are you from Honduras yourself?
No, I'm from the Dominican Republic, but we support Zelaya because we know what a dictatorship means. Because we have a dictatorship for more than 30 years in the Dominican Republic, and we don't want that Honduras go through this again.
Why do you think there seems to be instability, or there's been instability in Central America, South America, the Caribbean, for years, and every so often a dictatorship tries to take the government? What do you think this is?
Well, because the oligarchy, they don't want, you know, the poor people to get some of the benefits of the country. They want everything for themselves. So that's why we have those dictatorships. But now the people, they are not going to accept that anymore. So that's why they go to put Zelaya back in power.
And who support the oligarchy in this country, or is there a reason why the United States is involved in what's happening in Honduras? Do you believe? Do you believe the United States is involved in what is happening in Honduras?
Well, that's what everybody understands, because why they wait so long, 3 weeks, you know, to take those people out of there? Why? So everybody said if the United States said out right away, you know, they had to leave immediately.
Are you surprised by Obama's silence on the issue?
Yes, I am. I, you know, I voted for him, and I'm surprised that he didn't put more effort, you know, to take those people out of there.
And what do you understand is happening right now in Honduras?
Well, right now, according to the news, all the people are outside. They are celebrating that the president is entering, crossing the border, and it's going to be a nice day for all of us.
Are you confident that the people will be able to take over and remove the military dictatorship?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because they are not going to kill 6 million people, so they had to get out as soon as possible.
Are there stories of violence going on right now, people being arrested, or is it pretty
well,
much...
according to the news this morning, yes, one people is dead, but we hope that they, you know, they don't kill, because they are, they don't have... yo no sé cómo se dice desarmado. Desarmado, they don't have guns, you know? Yes, guns.
What is the support of other countries in South America and for a Honduras? Where are they arranging? Are they for the military takeover, or are they more for the government?
No, the majority of those countries in Central America approved that he returned to go back, you know, to be the president of Honduras.
And these positions that they are taking, is this something that you've seen in the past of, you know, when there was a coup, a takeover in a country?
I remember when President Chavez happened, you know, the same thing. All the people go out to the street and put him back in power.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Jorge Diaz. I am from Honduras. I have 20 years living here in the United States. And I'm coming here because I want to speak up, to speak strong again, and to speak to the American people, to all communities, against the military cap in Honduras. And we are preparing the people and to protest against those military cap. We have the support of 34 countries in Latin America, and we have the support of 192 countries around the world supporting restitution for the President Zelaya and the power, because the military cap, they don't have the support. The people will overcome. The people in Honduras right now is overcoming the dictatorship, because they will not overcome. The people, the majority who vote for Zelaya, they will win today. They will win today.
How long have you been in this country?
I have 20 years living here in this country. And
in the 20 years that you've been there, have you been able to go back? And what difference have you seen in your country?
Yes.
What has happened in 20 years?
I had the opportunity to go last December. And I saw the people, the poverty. The people in Honduras is in the level number 3 of poverty. And we need a new change, a true democracy. No democracy like when America support democracy. It's the true democracy. We need support for the people, education, education for the kids, for the adult, education for we don't want American base. Why? We need like a technology. We need a laptop computer. We need help. We need hospital. We need everything. But we don't want war. We want the support of all American in that way.
But the United States wants to have a military bases in Honduras, right?
Yes, have a military base.
What is President Zelaya's position regarding this?
The position of the President Zelaya always has respect that agreement, but the majority of people, they don't want American base because that is respect the sovereignty of the any country in this country, because we don't want that any country come here and to put America another base, because that is illegal in the international law.
You feel like it's not right that you should accept American bases while Honduras cannot have any Honduran bases in the United States?
Yes, you're right.
Thank you very much, sir. What is your name?
Jorge Diaz.
Thank you.
Abajo los golpistas en Honduras, que viva el presidente Zelaya y que viva la democracia en América Latina.
¡Viva la democracia!
¡Viva Honduras!
¡Viva el pueblo hondureño y que viva todos los pueblos latinoamericanos!
¡Viva
abajo
Honduras!
La
¡viva el pueblo
Honduras!
¡Abajo!
¡Abajo
los golpistas!
¡Abajo los golpistas! ¡Los terroristas!
Retorno inmediato del presidente Zelaya a Honduras.
¡Sin condiciones!
¡Incondicional!
¡Señor presidente Obama!
¡Sin ninguna condición!
¡We need restitution! ¡Presidente Obama!
¡Viva Honduras!
¡Viva el pueblo hondureño!
¡Senador Hillary Clinton! We need a restitution of President Zelaya in Honduras.
That's your message for President
State
Obama?
State Department, we want the President Zelaya restitution. We don't want any intervention with American troops.
We want the President Zelaya back. We want the President Zelaya back.